In the early 1940s, television audiences were entertained by the antics of the cantankerous TV and cartoon moonshiner Snuffy Smith. He was known for hiding his moonshine stills in the woods and making toe-curling white corn whiskey under the cover of night.
I bet they'd be needing you up at the still.
I gotta stop that revenue.
Let them have it, boys.
No shootouts are called for these days because with the proper permits, moonshining is legal in North Carolina. The distillers are more sophisticated, such as a trio who worked for former North Carolina Congressman Larry Kissel. They opened a new distillery in Concord this year, and as WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports, they're turning out moonshine while keeping in touch with their political roots.
Southern Grace Distillery is located in Concord's historic Warren C. Coleman Building, the country's first African-American owned and operated textile mill.
So here we are. You can, I'm sure, already smell the making of the alcohol.
I love that smell.
Leanne Powell is president of the team behind this operation. She was Kissel's chief of staff and says his offices in Concord were also in a former mill, a tradition they wanted to keep. In a small back room, Perry Morris uses a giant mixer to stir a mash of grain, yeast, and other ingredients in one of three 275-gallon containers.
Our mash is that makes all of the ethanol.
And this is the wort chiller. So when the yeast eat, they produce a lot of heat. And so it's our job to keep them cool and happy. It'll take about 6 to 7 days to ferment.
All of this comes secondhand to Morris. Before he was Kissel's campaign aide, the Texas native grew up helping his family make white corn whiskey.
Not necessarily legal, but I guess it was the best dinner party ever.
The third partner in the company is Thomas Thacker, Kissel's former district deputy chief of staff.
I have gotten a great deal of the credit and the blame for this. I worked bar and restaurant for most of my life before I got into the newspaper business, which led me into politics.
So now Thacker has sort of come full circle thanks in part to Kissel losing to Republican Richard Hudson in 2012. Not long after, Thacker approached Powell about opening a distillery. She was intrigued.
I've been in politics technically since 1984 when I was still in high school and always talked about Buy American and manufacturing, and it seemed to go together well that take Tom's passion and me wanting to organize this effort to make something in America, and we hooked up with Perry and it all worked out.
They're now churning out 2,000 bottles a month of their first product, Sundog 130 Proof Moonshine. The recipe is Perry Morris's family's.
It's great, very smooth, and we wouldn't bottle anything that we wouldn't serve to our friends.
Same recipe?
Same recipe. It's been around for quite a few years. That's about all I can
Morris's father, Larry, moved here from Texas to help set up the operation. The distillery room is pretty basic looking. The 110-gallon rusty-colored still sits in a corner of a large, cold, sparsely furnished room. There's a big brown barrel beside the still. Collecting jugs are nearby, and copper coils make hissing sounds as the corn whiskey is distilled and redistilled until it meets all three partners' satisfaction. Thacker says,
a moonshiner from 100 or 150 years ago could walk into our shop, and except for the laptops, he would recognize everything that's in it and know what to do with it.
The moonshine bottle has a picture of a blue dog prominently displayed on the label, a definite sign of the partner's political backgrounds. Kissel called himself a blue dog Democrat, an old term for conservative Democrats.
It's nothing we're trying to be overt with. It's just a little quiet wink and dedication to our former boss. You know, we have a flag from a Democrat and a flag from a Republican hanging in our distillery. You know, we're very proud of our background with Mr. Kissel and the fact he was a blue dog.
The dog on the label is actually Thacker's deceased real-life dog, Mia. But he says those who know what a blue dog Democrat is make jokes about the label.
Some Democrats who never think anybody's progressive enough, they always say something like, man, you just can't turn those blue dogs loose. You just had to come up with one more, didn't you? And anything that draws attention to it, gets somebody to go taste it, see if they like it, it's a good thing.
I never thought I'd be doing this, but I'm tickled to death how it's worked out. I'm in the liquor business now.
As for the partner's former boss, Kissel, he helped them bottle their first batch but didn't taste it.
Well, you know, I'm one of these guys who actually doesn't drink, but I have on the best of references that this is good quality product and that it's manufactured with pride in the USA and it's good stuff. I'm really happy for it.
The Sundog 130 Moonshine is in some North Carolina ABC stores and several bars and restaurants. A dollar from each bottle sold goes to a charity, the first being an animal shelter. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn in Concord.
I'm chop, 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 chopping with all of my might. Yay!